Right, everyone ready to go?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, take out your brushes and your easels and get ready to paint another episode of
The Inquisition.
Hello, 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 and welcome to The Inquisition, a quiz podcast for general knowledge and trivia lovers everywhere. I'm your host, Luke Ryan. Each episode, our players battle out over a number of rounds to say they are the masters of the Inquisition. So let's meet this week's players. They're the same players as 2 weeks ago because we've done two episodes in a row, but the teams are different. So this time we have the boys team, Eric, Grant and Tejas. Boys, how are you feeling about this?
Pretty good.
Humbled.
Yeah. Humbled, pretty good. And
yeah, excited.
Excited. And on the girls team, we have Debbie, Christy and Amanda. Girls, how are you feeling about this?
Stoked.
Yeah.
Stoked
is the right word, yeah.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, stoke your fires and get ready to burn another episode of... Okay, so we'll get started with round one as usual, which is back and forth. Each team gets 5 individual but related questions on a variety of different subjects. 2 points for a correct answer, minus 2 points for a wrong answer, but you can pass it to the other team and they can answer for 1 risk-free point. So, boys, you'll be playing as team one. Girls, you'll be playing as team two. So, boys, question one to you. In the Bourne franchise of films, how many films are there? In the Bourne franchise of films, how many films are there?
I think there's more than this.
Okay, then say this one. Okay. Tejas is pretty good with
that. Yeah, but like, is it 4?
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
4?
Yeah.
Incorrect, minus 2 points, it's 5. Bourne Identity, Bourne Legacy, Bourne Ultimatum, Bourne Supremacy, and then the one just called Jason Bourne.
Yes.
Which is the one when Matt Damon comes back.
Shit. Yeah.
Okay, team two. In the Mission Impossible series of films, how many films are there? In the Mission Impossible series of films, how many films are there?
Oh my goodness, no, way more.
Yeah, well,
really?
Yeah.
Way more.
Is that true?
What would you say? Yeah.
Okay, you're going to answer? You can pass it, of course.
5 it is.
You're going to go with 5? Incorrect. It is 7. The one Dead Reckoning that came out recently.
No one actually followed. Not the book. Yeah.
Okay, team 1, question 2. Which mobile phone company makes the Redmi Note models? Which mobile phone company makes the Redmi Note models?
Is it Xiaomi?
It is Xiaomi, 2 points.
Yeah, I had that phone before.
And team two, which phone company makes the Mate models of phones? Mate.
But no, go with yours because you know these things.
You're going to pass it?
We're passing.
Okay, team one.
Is it Huawei?
It is Huawei. That gets you on to 1 point.
Don't second guess, Tejas.
Team 1, question 3. The Red Setter dog breed is typically from which country? The Red Setter dog breed is typically from which country?
School.
Okay, so we're going to go with Ireland.
Yeah, with Ireland, and you are correct. Nice. 2 points. Team 2, Corgi dogs originate from which country? Corgi dogs originate from which country?
But isn't it part of this?
Like, maybe we'll have to be more specific.
I will need certain specificity.
Okay.
If you gave the non-specific answer, I wouldn't. You wouldn't be wrong, but I would ask for more specificity.
Sure.
Then Wales.
You are correct. 2 points. Very good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. Question 4 to team 1. The Strait of Gibraltar is primarily between which two countries? So just to be very specific, at its narrowest point, the Strait of Gibraltar is between which two countries?
I think it's these two. So are we going with these two?
Yeah.
So you need both correct at the points.
So we're going with Spain and Morocco.
Correct. 2 points. It is Spain and Morocco. Team two. The Oresund Strait is between which two countries? Oresund. The Oresund Strait is between which two countries?
We'll pass.
You're going to pass? Okay, team one. Oresund Strait between which two countries for 1 risk-free point?
Probably mildly wrong, but I don't have anything.
Well, we don't have any clues.
Norway and Denmark?
You're close. Sweden and Denmark.
Oh!
It is Sweden and Denmark.
I knew
Tejas,
one of
come
them
on.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Okay, team one, question 5. Who directed Oppenheimer?
Jesus Christ, you're giving them all the easy questions.
It is Christopher Nolan who directed Oppenheimer, and Team 2, who directed Barbie?
I know.
Yeah, this is best.
Fine.
Are you going to pass?
Fine.
Okay.
Yeah,
Greta Gerwig.
So yes. 1 point to the boys. So at the end of round one, the boys picked up 8 points, so they're on 8. The girls picked up 0 points, so they are on 0. Still a long way to go.
At least we're not in the minus.
Okay, so we move on to round number 2, which is called Same As, Same As. The teams get the same 5 questions, they write the answers down. If they're both correct, 1 point, and if only one team is correct, they get 2 points. So team 1 and 2, question 1. What ingredient does the word sushi specifically refer to? What ingredient does the word sushi specifically refer to? Okay, question 2. We slept in what had once been the gymnasium is the first line of which novel? We slept in what had once been the gymnasium is the first line of which novel? Mm. Okay, question 3. What is the longest river entirely within one country? The longest river in the world that is entirely within one country. Okay, question 4. Rope-a-dope is a technique used in which sport? Yeah. Rope-a-dope is a technique used in which sport?
Okay.
Okay, and question 5, the last question of the round. The North Yungas Road, also known as the most dangerous road in the world, is in which South American country? The North Yungas Road, also known as the most dangerous road in the world, is in which South American country?
It's not that.
So, let's get to the answers to round number 2. So, team 1, what ingredient does the word sushi specifically refer to?
Rice.
And team 2, you said?
Rice.
So, that's a point and a point. Team 2... We slept in what had once been the gymnasium is the first line of which novel, you guys said?
Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale and boys?
Slaughterhouse Five.
And now realize that the girls have just picked up 2 points. Well done. Boys, the longest river entirely within which within one country?
We said the Ganges.
The Ganges and girls?
Yangtze.
It is the Yangtze. 2 points to the girls. Well done. Ganges is in 2 countries, I think. Bangladesh and India. I think it's in Bangladesh as well. Yeah.
Maybe.
Girls, rope-a-dope is a technique in which sport?
Boxing.
And boys?
Boxing, yeah.
So a point and a point. Boxing. And boys, the North Yungas Road, the most dangerous road in the world, is in which South American country?
We said Chile.
Chile. And girls, you said?
Bolivia.
It's Bolivia. So at the end of that round, the boys picked up 2. That puts them up onto 10. The girls picked up 8. That puts them onto 8, but a hell of a lot closer after the last time. Okay, so we move on to round number 3, which is called Close Enough. The teams get 5 questions where they're not expected to know the answers, but the team with the closest answer gets 2 points. If both teams get the same answer, they both get 2 points and a bonus 3rd point if they get it bang on. Everyone ready?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so round 3, question 1. According to Wikipedia, how many countries are listed as having kimchi as their national dish? According to Wikipedia, how many countries are listed as having kimchi as their national dish? Okay, question number 2. Known for their number titles, what is the name of Adele's 2nd album? Known for their number titles, what is the name of Adele's 2nd album? Question number 3. There are 2 parts for this, so I'll give points accordingly. So, question 3, part 1. Typically, a piano has how many black keys? And part 2, typically a piano has how many white keys? So how many black keys for the 3 part 1, how many white keys for 3 part 2? Mm-hmm. Okay, question number 4. A large soda in McDonald's in the US is 30 fluid ounces. What's that in milliliters, to the nearest milliliter? A large soda in McDonald's in the US is 30 fluid ounces. What's that in milliliters to the nearest milliliter?
American.
Okay, round three, question five. How many European countries have monarchies? That's constitutional and absolute. How many European countries have monarchies?
So
constitutional and absolute.
European, mm-hmm. Not EU.
European, not EU.
This.
Yeah. Okay, so let's get to the answers to round number three, starting with question one. Girls, according to Wikipedia, how many countries are listed as having kimchi as their national dish, you guys said?
Two.
Two, and boys?
We said two as well.
North Korea, South Korea.
You are both correct, so you both get 3 points. Boys, known for the number titles, what's the name of Adele's second album?
It's 21.
And the girls?
21.
Bang on and bang on. That puts you both up to 6 points for the round. Well done, girls. Typically, a piano has how many black keys?
30.
And boys?
66.
No, black. It's black. Sorry, 22.
So 30 and 22, it's 36, 2 points to the girls. And boys, how many white keys?
We said 66.
66, and girls?
58.
It's 52. Two nice. More points to the girls.
Oh my god.
What? we took six from the black game.
Yeah, but girls, we still have to do the milliliters.
No, we figured out the milliliters.
Okay, so girls, a large soda in McDonald's in the US at 30 fluid ounces. What's that to the nearest milliliter?
888.
You said 888, boys?
750.
It's 887.
Point
two. 2 points.
What the hell?
You were literally...
pretty good.
Yeah.
How'd you
come
get
on, like the points should like round it somehow.
Yeah,
like we should get all the points.
It's 887.2, so the nearest milliliter is 887. You are 1 milliliter away.
Oh.
Well, after all that though, well done. That was impressive.
Yeah. That was impressive. Yeah.
Very,
wow.
Very impressive. Yeah. And boys, how many monarchies?
We said 7.
7, and girls?
8.
You said 8. Correct answer is 12, which means the boys picked up 6 in that round, bringing them up to 16. The girls picked up 14 in that round, putting them up to 22. And just before we finish out the round, there are 7 kingdoms: Denmark, Norway, Sweden, the UK, Spain, Netherlands, and Belgium. 3 principalities: Andorra, Liechtenstein, and Monaco. Finally, Luxembourg is the Grand Duchy, and the Vatican City is a theocratic elective monarchy ruled by the Pope. So well done that round, girls. That was very, very impressive, especially the miniatures. Boys, there are still plenty of points to go. That's the end of that round. Well done.
Yeah.
So we move on to round number 4, which is called the knockout. The teams are given a category with multiple answers. We go back and forth and team members answer individually, so no conferring. They get 1 point for a correct answer and they get to keep on going. If a player answers incorrectly, that player is knocked out for the rest of the knockout. The team with the lower score starts, that's the boys. So I asked OpenAI to name the 15 most favorite body parts and it replied, "As an AI language model, I don't have personal preferences or feelings, but I can provide you with a list of body parts that people often appreciate for various reasons." And penis, vagina, breast, testicle, butt or bum are not part of these answers. 2 of the answers are not technically body parts, but they are things generated by the body. Everyone ready?
Yes.
Okay, Eric?
Eyes.
Eyes was top of ChatGPT's list, 1 point. Debbie?
Lips.
Lips is there associated with kissing and speaking, and often considered an attractive feature, 1 point. Grant?
Hair.
Hair is there. That's one of the things that I wouldn't count as a body part myself, but generated by 1 point. Christy?
Biceps.
Biceps are not there, and there's not even anything that I could possibly put it into. So, Christy, you're frozen out. Tejas?
Toes.
Toes are not there. Tejas is frozen out. Amanda?
Hands.
Hands are there. 1 point. Eric?
Nails.
Nails are not there.
Yeah,
Eric
the
is
thrown out. Like, yeah.
I was wondering if someone might say that. Unfortunately not. Eric is knocked out. Debbie?
Teeth.
Teeth are not there. Debbie is knocked out. Grant?
Legs.
Legs are there. Allow us to move, dance, and partake in physical activities. 1 point. Amanda?
Facial hair.
Facial hair is not there. So Amanda's knocked out. Grant, you can pick up some much needed points for the boys here.
Stomach or abs?
Abdomen is there. Core muscles that play a significant role in balance and posture. 1 point. Grant again.
Shoulders.
Shoulders are not there. So at the end of that, boys, you picked up 4. That puts you on 20. Girls, you picked up 2. That puts you on 24. Some of the other ones, smile.
Teeth, so now lips. We said both teeth and lips.
I know, but it says smile. Brain.
Brain.
Yeah. That's the,
sexy brain. Yeah.
Heart.
Oh, wow. How sentimental. Yeah.
The other one that wouldn't be a body part, but a voice.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Skin, ears, nose, back, and feet. So, you said toes. There's no mention of toes in there.
Yeah.
So,
thinking of, yeah.
At the end of that, the boys have 20, the girls have 24. Okay, we move on to round number 5, which is called GeoQuizzical. It's a new round. It's a little bit complicated, but we'll see how it goes. In this round, the questions are tailored to the countries our players are from. A correct answer is worth 3 points. However, the domestic player for that question will sit out, and their teammates will try and answer it for 3 points. If they don't know or they're not sure and they want to invite the domestic player back, they can. But then they will only get 1 point if they're correct. However, if they use the domestic player and they are wrong, they will lose 2 points. If they don't use any domestic player or they don't have any domestic player and they're wrong, they don't have any minus points, only if you used a domestic player. Answers are written down and we'll check the answers after each question. Everyone okay with that reasonably?
Yes.
Yep.
I hope you are at home too, but we'll see as we go. Question 1 is a South African question, so Debbie is the domestic player for this. She's from South Africa, so she will step away. So for the other two teams, name the 3 capital cities of South Africa. There's executive, legislative, and judicial. Name the 3 capital cities of South Africa. Okay, so everyone ready?
Yes.
Okay, so boys, what did you say for your 3 answers?
Johannesburg, Pretoria, and Cape Town.
Johannesburg, Pretoria, and Cape Town. And girls, you
same
said?
Same thing.
You are both incorrect. Yeah. It is Pretoria, Cape Town, and Debbie?
Bloemfontein.
Okay, so no points there.
Not
of course.
No, economic capital, but...
Okay.
Like,
okay.
So maybe if you'd invited Debbie, you could have had a point there. But
we were very sure.
Yeah. The next question relates to America. So Amanda and Grant have stepped away. So the remaining boys and girls, there are 2 answers for this for the points. Name the US presidents who were president during World War I and World War II. So 2 different names. Who was president of the US during World War I and during World War II?
Because there's definitely more.
But the question is, do you have
for the majority of World War II
as well?
Okay, like almost to the end of
look,
it.
If that's,
I think
that's
it's
the
accolades.
Yeah, shit.
Exactly.
Okay.
We'd like to invite Amanda back.
You want to invite Amanda back? Okay, Amanda, you can come back and help your team. You'll be getting 1 point now if you get this correct. Boys, are you happy or do you want to invite
this
Amanda?
This is up to Tejas.
I think we should. Thing is, they're ahead of us, so we should try to go.
Safe?
Yeah.
So
No, we should try to go for the 3 points.
Okay,
yeah.
Then we will go for the 3 points.
Okay, everyone ready then?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so girls, what 2 names did you come up with?
Woodrow Wilson and FDR.
Woodrow Wilson and FDR.
Yeah,
and boys?
Said Woodrow Wilson and FDR as well.
Okay, it is Woodrow Wilson and FDR. So 3 points to the boys and 1 point to the girls. Okay, question 3, which relates to India. So Tejas has stepped away. But in which city would you find the Taj Mahal? In which city would you find the Taj Mahal?
We're going to call our teammates.
You want to call Tejas back? Okay, Tejas, you can come back. Okay, so let's get to the answer to question 3. Girls, what did you say?
Agra.
You said Agra, and boys?
It is Agra.
Oh my god!
So boys get 1 point, girls get 3, so you're both on 4 for 4 for this round. Well done.
We didn't know that was a real city. We're like, isn't this a
It's like it's something like this, but not this.
Honestly, I thought you were gonna answer Greta Gerwig.
Impressive.
That was very impressive.
So question four relates to Canada, so Christy has stepped away. In which province is Canada's capital city Ottawa? In which province is Canada's capital city Ottawa?
Yeah.
Okay, so everyone has an answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Boys, you said?
Ontario.
And girls, you said?
Ontario.
You are both correct. 3 points. 3 points. Okay, question five relates to Germany, so Eric has stepped away. How many times has Germany won the FIFA Men's Football World Cup?
Jesus.
How many times has Germany won the FIFA Men's Football World Cup? Okay, everyone has answers?
Yes.
Okay, boys, you said?
Two.
Two, and girls, you said?
Three.
Correct answer is? Four.
Ooh.
No points on that. Half your magic number, four.
Half the magic number, we didn't think of that.
Okay, the final question of the round, question six, it relates to America, so Amanda and Grant have stepped away. It's a two-pointer. Alphabetically, name the first and the last U.S. state capitals. You thought I was going to say states, didn't you?
Of course I did.
Alphabetically the first and alphabetically the last U.S. state capitals.
I think that's the first.
But that's a...
We would like to call Grant to help us with this question.
Okay, you want to call Grant back? Okay,
yeah.
Grant, come back.
This is what we have, but we have no idea.
No, I think this is this.
Mm. Yes, we would love to call our American colleague to help us.
So you want to call Amanda back?
Very tough
okay,
situation.
Amanda, come back. Okay, so let's get to the answers for the last question, question six. Boys, you said alphabetically the first one is?
Albany, New York.
And girls?
Also Albany.
Okay, and girls, alphabetically the last one you said?
Tallahassee.
Tallahassee and boys?
Salem, Oregon.
You are both correct with Albany, but you are both losing 2 points because it is Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton,
New Jersey. So at the end of that round, the boys picked up 5, puts them on 25. The girls also picked up 5, that puts them on to 29.
Ooh.
Okay, we move on to round number 6, which is called the numbers. The team will be given a list of number-based questions. They need to work out the answers and add them up. If a team is correct with their total, they get 4 points. If no team is correct, the team with the closest answer gets 2. Teams will also get 1 point for each individual answer that is correct. Teams must have their answers clearly written and their total clearly written at the end of the time. You'll get about 1 minute. Everyone ready?
Yes.
Okay, yes. So please give me the total of the number of albums that Adele has released, plus, as of August 2023, the latest model number of iPhone, plus the number of official languages in Belgium, plus the number of players on a handball team on the court, not including substitutes. So 1 minute starting now. The number of albums that Adele has released, as of August 2023, the latest model number for iPhone, official languages in Belgium, and number of players on a handball team on the court, not including substitutes. So while they are writing their answers down, just a quick message to say thank you for listening. We are all big fans of quizzing, so it's great to do something we love. We hope you're enjoying the podcast. The Inquisition is released every 2 weeks, so please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts from. Leave a review, 5 stars, I hope. If you would like to get in touch, you can find the Inquisition Podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, or you can email us at inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's inquisitionpodcast@gmail.com. That's Inquisition with a Z. Okay, let's get back to the show.
Yeah, so the handball thing.
Okay, 10 seconds, guys. 10 seconds.
How many did you put into the handball thing?
That's what I put. Two? Yeah.
And no, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Have you got totals written? Okay, so girls, what was your total number?
29.
29, and boys?
Yeah, 29 as well.
What?
So you both get 2 points. You are not bang on, but you are both equally close, so both 2 points. And then the individual ones, girls, how many Adele albums have been released?
4.
Boys?
5.
It's 4, so that's 1 point to the girls. Boys, the latest model number of iPhone?
14.
And girls?
14.
Okay, that's a point and a point. Girls, official languages in Belgium?
3.
Three?
No, we put, four. Sorry. We decided four. Yeah.
Four and boys?
We three. Put three.
Which, again?
Three.
Three, it is. Three, a point to the boys, yeah. German, Dutch, and French. And boys, players on the handball team, you said?
We have seven.
And girls?
Seven.
And you both get a point for that. Right. So you both finished with five at the end of that round. So that puts the boys up onto 30 and the girls onto 34 going into the final round. So we move into the final round, round number 7, which is called Grab the Fruit. Teams are given 11 questions. The first team to shout the name of their fruit gets to answer 2 points for a correct answer, no minus points. If you're wrong or you take too long, I'll pass it over to the other team. And it might go back and forth until we get a few times until we get the correct answer. Girls, what's your fruit?
Pear.
Pear. And boys?
Peach.
So pear against peach. Everyone ready?
Yes.
Okay, question one. By area, what is the world's largest ocean?
Peach. Pear.
Peach?
Pacific.
Pacific, 2 points to the boys. Question two. In what room would you typically find a bidet?
Peach. Pear.
Peach.
Bathroom.
It is in the bathroom. 2 points. Question number three. Buenas tardes is Spanish for what?
Pear.
Pear.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. 2 points to the girls. Question number four. In this Inquisition round, Grab the Fruit, it has 11 questions, not 10, as a nod to which movie? This
Pear. Pear.
Yep.
This is Spinal Tap.
It is Spinal Tap. Well done. 2 points to the girls. Question number five. In the story, the three little pigs, what did the second pig build his house
from?
Pear. Pear.
Sticks.
Sticks or wood. Yep. 2 points to the girls. Question number six. What was the name of Henry VIII's sixth wife?
Catherine. Pear. Pear, right?
Pear.
It was Catherine.
Catherine what?
Howard.
Again?
Howard.
No.
Pear.
Boys have a chance to answer first. Okay, girls?
Catherine Parr.
It was Catherine Parr. 2 points to the girls. Question number seven. In Game of Thrones, who is the oldest of the Lannister children?
Pear.
Yep.
Joffrey.
No.
Lannister children?
It's...
Of the three siblings, Tywin siblings.
That's not fair. That's not a fair question. Jamie.
Too slow. Girls, you cannot also answer. Not Jamie, no. Boys?
It's Cersei.
It is Cersei. Yeah. 2 points.
But that's not fair.
Why is it not fair?
Because Lannister children.
Yes, there's the children. Adults. They're also the children of Tywin Lannister. It's perfectly fair. Question number eight. When typed, what is taller? A capital I or a small L?
Peach.
Yep.
Small L.
It is a small L. Well done. 2 points to the boys. Question number nine. What is the name of Kim Jong-un's father?
Peach.
Yep.
Kim Il-sung?
Nope. Oh, girls,
it's,
you're still
it's
free
so
to
close.
Answer?
Yeah, yeah. It's
okay, boys, you can also answer now.
No, I'm confused.
The name of Kim Jong... What is the name of Kim Jong-un's father?
Peach. Kim Jong-il.
It is Kim Jong-il.
Yeah.
2 points
to
the boys.
Kim Il-sung is the grandfather.
Yeah, and that was confused because I thought...
Yeah, my bad, yeah.
Question number 10. What band did the song Hotel California?
Peach. Eagles.
It is. 2 points to the boys. And question number 11. What is 60 minus 24?
Peach.
Yep.
36.
It is 36. 2 points to the boys. That brings us to the end of the round.
I'm shitting my pants there.
I thought I heard something.
Yeah.
I missed on with the numbers, actually.
Yeah, it was just, I was like, mad. So fuck me.
And at the end of that round, the boys picked up 14, bring them to 44. The girls picked up 8, bring them to 42.
No!
Girls
no!
Missing.
What was that?
The math, math in the clutch.
That was tense. So, girls, Christy, Debbie, and Amanda, commiserations. That was a well fought battle.
Yeah.
And to the boys, Eric, Grant, and Tejas, congratulations and well done. So, thanks, guys, for taking part. It's been really a lot of fun. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Take care, thanks, and goodbye. Between the three of you, no, it's been these two movies have been all over the news for about the last month.
I know.
So what for feminism?
You know I know her name.
Five.
Well, we don't have a time limit, so I'm just going
to go for you know, we could just answer incorrectly, and then they won't get the chance to take the points.
But you
we'll
minus
get minus
2 points.
But minus 2.
Listen, I'm willing to take the
hint. Interesting strategy.
Is it a road for cars, people, bikes?
I'm not giving any clarification because they had an interesting discussion. Is it dangerous because of drug gangs and cartels, or is it dangerous because of geography? Which is a very interesting...
Okay.
Now you're thinking more, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now there's a different road, but it was about 49 kilometers long. And it was the only road between two, between like basically the pass and another part of the country. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of the early part, you have like cliffs at 600 meters on the side. So much so that like when you're cycling down it, although Bolivia drives on the right like here, with the exception of that road, you cycle on the left. So you're like about less than a meter from the drop. It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, like buses go on and stuff.
Was that the documentary that we saw?
Yeah.
It's scary because also you start at about 4,200 meters. And by the end of it, you're down to 1,000 meters. And our guide was warning us. He was like, he said, now the cliffs get like less steep as you get further down. But he's like, when you go below 2,000, you'll be getting like a level of oxygen that most of you haven't had in 3 weeks.
Yeah,
and he said, it will make you far more confident and brave.
Yeah.
And the last maybe 10 kilometers, there's no drop. It just becomes a normal road. And you are just flying down. Because you're effectively high on oxygen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked online. That's like generally the largest size of the largest I could find in McDonald's across America.
It's absurdly large.
Yeah.
They don't have an XL.
Because I think
so if you saw it, you would think it's an XL.
Yeah.
it's like at the movies.
You
have to have two hands to carry that thing.
We were riding on eight this round because we think we figured out there was 88 keys.
Exactly.
There
are
then we just went with
eight
backwards. In its infancy.
Mm.
You know,
don't
quite
say that in front of the microphone.
But it's still lovely ChatGPT, aren't you? Imagine the microphone talk back.
Oh my goodness.
I always say please and thank you when I use ChatGPT.
Bless you.
It's the microphones on our phones that are listening.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, they are listening, unless you turn it off. Because you're not imagining it when you look something up on your phone and then it shows up on Facebook in your feed.
Well, the odds.
It'll also, if you're on the same Wi-Fi, like all of our phones are on your Wi-Fi now, so you'll see suggestions based off of what our data is from.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will you get suggestions?
Well, we're not on your Wi-Fi, but if somebody connects to your Wi-Fi, it'll start.
That's something, isn't it?
That's creepy. So in this round, the tailors are questioned.
I know he's not, like, he may know this, but from what I know,
you know he's, right
he's
there,
not
he
a, yeah. From what I know, like, he's told me he's not, like, very into, like, soccer.
Joffrey and Tommen, Jaime, Cersei and Tyrion are all Lannister children as well. I mean, actually, on a technicality, you could say that Tywin is also a Lannister child, but I should have maybe clarified that more, but yeah, Cersei was the one I was looking for. You're going to be angry about that Cersei question for a while, aren't you?